Yello, everyone out there. What is up? Welcome. It's Press Play again. A crystal clear Press Play again, if I do say so. I have to point it out. We look freaking amazing. This is a true podcast. We are true podcasters.
We've had...
it's been a journey.
Omar hasn't had his main recording PC for like the last, what? 2-3 months basically since episode 5 of this podcast, and then
I can't wrap down on him.
Yeah, last episode we had a lot of freezing and stuff, but everything looks good, guys.
It took 3 minutes to fix, by the way. 3 minutes.
He climbed his way out of the abyss.
3 minutes to fix.
But here we are. It's Press Play again.
Ready to go, baby.
I'm Bailey, as always. Joining me is the crystal clear and beautiful Omar Zaki and Matthew Olson, who's been crystal clear, but
I take care of my
shit. Just point it out. We're here back again to talk Bad Batch with you guys. The newest episode, Cornered, which I actually really liked the title. I thought it was kind of cool. You're getting like cornered. Silence.
Have
yeah,
you ever
that's
been
what I expected.
Before?
That's what I expected.
Oh, don't answer that.
We're here to talk Bad Batch with you guys and all that nonsense with Star Wars. You know, we like talking about Star Wars. It's all we want to do usually, but it just so happens that there's a new show out. So every Monday we're coming at you hot with discussions on the new episodes of Bad Batch. But before we roll into that, I'm just gonna say everything I need to say, get it all out there, because again, we're real podcasters. This is like what we do now, so you got to be prepared for it. If you want to follow us on social media, you can on Twitter at Again Press and Instagram at Press Play Again. We post fun things, fun polls. Omar really likes throwing them polls out there for everybody. And let me tell you, they're great because everyone's bored during the day. So why not answer some polls? And you can listen to us on stuff other than YouTube, which is Spotify, Breaker. I was like, is it Beaker?
Did you stop and take a break in the middle of saying Breaker?
Spotify, Breaker, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, and Apple Podcasts, which if you give us like 5 stars and just leave some sort of statement under that 5 stars, it helps us out like way more than I ever realized. So feel free to do that if you ever have free time and like want to be nice, because I don't know, it's good to be nice.
Do it on all your Apple accounts. Just get in there and just 5 stars, 5 stars, 5 stars.
Man, you said that really well. I feel like I definitely would have messed that up. But yeah, so you can do all that. And then again, for right now, all we're doing is Bad Batch. Other stuff is coming. We might have a guest coming up soon. Just going to leave that floating in the abiss.
Do we have a guest coming up soon?
Well, we talked about it. Not like talked about it, but Mike texted me and you and was like,
oh, yeah, that would be great.
He was like, I'm going to force you, Omar, and Matt to like watch this movie that I want y'all to watch, but I'm not telling y'all what it is.
Ooh.
And then we're gonna talk about that it on the exciting. Podcast. And
it'd
I was like
a blind watch.
Yeah, and I was like, I didn't agree to this, but I'm not gonna say no. So
let's do it.
But I don't know when that's gonna be. So don't get your hopes up, guys. It could be like 3 months from now. We don't know.
We have this little like pin board of ideas that's just on there. That's the idea we have.
I really hope my PC's working.
We got the PC and the cameras.
We hope this thing survives
fixed.
Till then. also, cool movies are coming out soon. We get a Quiet Place
really
Part
cool
2. I imagine we'll at some point be posting a review for that.
Oh, definitely.
So some stuff's coming up.
Some stuff's coming up. So keep your little eyes peeled. Keep them out there. I'm ready for it. But other
y'all
than
ever,
that, we can... What?
Y'all ever thought that's
what?
Like
Go
a
ahead,
weird...
cut me off again.
Oh my God. Y'all ever thought that's a weird like statement? That, like, keep your eyes peeled? It just sounds so painful to have your eyes peeled. You know what I mean? It's not what it means.
Right.
Feels like there's another way you could say that. Like, just keep your eyes on me. Keep your eyes out there. Keep your eyes looking.
I think it's cute. I think it's clever
cute.
And catchy. I do.
It's a bit horrifying, but I mean,
that's
I get
what
it.
I'm seeing.
You know what?
I'm
sometimes
picturing
horrifying can
things.
Be cute.
It's true. Star Wars.
Star Wars. Thank you, Omar. We're going into Star Wars. So here we're here. Bad Batch time.
Here we are.
I'm going to start with asking y'all's opinion on this episode before we start talking about it, because I'm just curious. So I need to know. Matt, I'm starting with you. What did you feel about this episode?
Okay. So this episode, I still love it. I still love this show. But to me, this is the weakest episode so far. Okay. This is the first episode that I feel like goes into like full on kind of filler territory. And I say that only because I think if you look at the episode when it ends, what happened? Like what, whose character did we, like there wasn't a lot of character development in it. There wasn't a lot of plot advancement in it. We found out a couple of details, namely about just that people are after Omega, but really that's kind of it. Like in my opinion, not a lot really happened in it, but there was a lot of cool stuff. I thought the planet, the moon that they were on, what was it called? Pantora, I think. Like that was a really cool planet. Pantora. There was a lot of lights and stuff. Like I thought it continued to show off the animation and art style that the show has that actually looks really good now, like we've talked about. So, I think that's kind of why the episode was still fun to watch and just that I love these characters and everything. There's still a lot of cool moments and character moments in it. Made me laugh out loud a couple times. And there's a lot of cool little like alien cameos from all throughout Star Wars canon. But overall, I thought this was the weakest episode in terms of the story going forward.
Okay, okay. I see what you're saying. Omar, what are you saying?
What am I saying?
What are you saying?
First of all, I like the introduction of Finnick. I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
But I do agree with what you're saying as far as it was the weakest episode, or at least it felt the most off, and I guess, yeah, you could say it was a filler. It reminded me a lot of episode 2, Attack of the Clones, when Obi-Wan and Anakin were, like, chasing, I forgot who, in the city. Do you guys remember that? Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Whoever was in there with the little worm things. And
To kill Padme. Yeah.
So that literally felt like the whole episode was pretty much that. It was fun, but yeah, no, I mean, it was definitely the weakest episode. Still enjoyed it. And I think it, in terms of advancing the story, I mean, it didn't really do much. Exactly like you said. The episode ends with they're looking up in the sky, and what did we achieve?
Yeah,
nothing.
It did
nothing at all.
I agree. I knew I had a feeling. I know you guys pretty well, so I had a feeling. I was like, I think they're gonna think this is the weaker of the episodes, which I agree. I think it was a fine episode. But I even like started the episode and then halfway through realized I was like reading stuff on my phone and then like out loud was like, wait, what am I doing? Because I'm supposed to be like watching the show because I like Star Wars and also have to talk about it at some point. So I restarted it. But whenever I was watching it, I had this weird feeling like in the beginning of the episode, like the very beginning of the episode, it felt like the beginning of a ride at Disney World. Like when you sit in the room and they're like, we're explaining to you why we're going to the planet that we're going to.
Yeah.
And you're going to do this like mission. And for some reason, it felt like that in the beginning of the movie. And I was like, this would be a really cool ride at some point in life. But yeah, I found it kind of like, oh, okay, so we're doing the same thing again. We're going to a planet because something went awry and we have to go find the thing to get the thing to go to the next place. Because that's kind of what they did the last episode too. So, I don't know. I was a little disappointed in that aspect, but I also am kind of looking, which I shouldn't really compare it like this, I guess, but I'm looking at it as we had really weak episodes in the beginning of Clone Wars, and I think this is a better I think this would be the best of a weak episode in the beginning of Clone Wars. So I'm like, hey, if we have like a few episodes like this, like whatever, they're fun. So that's why I liked it, because I think it's still fun.
Yeah, I don't think it's bad by any means. I just think, yeah, making the easy comparison to the other ones, this is the slowest and weakest, but it's still so much fun. Like the characters still have like, you know what I mean? Like, we love the Bad Batch already. Like, all of them are so, they have, like, their different personalities, and I feel like they still shine in this.
I wanted to say, yeah, because they all have great chemistry, but it's, like, literally the same dude.
Yeah, this guy has great chemistry with himself.
I was explaining that to Jade. I was telling her, like, how he voices all of them, because she walked in at some point, and she was like, oh, my God, the animation's, like, great. I was like, dude, I'm going to bring that up on the podcast, because, like, for someone that doesn't really watch much or, like, anime, I was going to bring up the fact that she said it, because she's not really, like, into watching, like, a lot of animated shows or like, Star Wars or whatever. So for her to, you know, she should have seen Clone Wars. She would have lost her fucking shit. But
season one of Clone Wars and be like,
what is this, a YouTube fucking fan made? Yeah.
No,
I mean, they've came a long way. But yeah.
Well, so speaking, well, animation, yeah. No, for some reason, there was parts in this episode that I was thinking, this animation seems the best so far out of all the Pixar episodes.
I'm not going to lie. I keep getting that vibe, too. And I think it's the expressions that the characters have. Like, no joke.
I think so, too.
Because it's still got the weird blockiness to it. Like, people's hairlines are still, like, these weird straight edges and stuff. Yeah, and the way they walk is still pretty bad, but... I noticed it a lot on Wrecker's face, honestly. Like, he emotes so well, and they all kind of do, but it's, I think that's what gives it that weird, like, that, not weird, but, yeah, the Pixar feeling to it, is that it looks so much more lifelike like that.
Also, I wanted to say, diving into this discussion, one of the first thing that happens in the episode that I found really cool, and I think that they continue to kind of show throughout this, like, whole show, is... how everyone is reacting after everything went down is so different than what any of us would think it would be.
Or like, imagine, yeah.
Yeah, like them having a parade and everyone cheering and thinking that the people who are now taking over is going to be this great thing. Like, the war is over. No one has to worry anymore. Not even really knowing that, like, the Empire is evil yet. And also how it came about. Like, no one knows that all the Jedi were just, like, killed.
Yeah,
I love that you brought that up, because like Omega even says something at some point, like when they're celebrating, she's like, shouldn't you guys be happy, like, we won the war? And then I forgot who answers. Was it Wrecker or was it
Hunter. it was Hunter and Echo.
Yeah, he goes like, it depends on, you know, whose side.
What side you're on. Yeah,
it's right.
I really thought that was, like, talking about the episode didn't really have a lot of development in it. I think that one line is kind of one of the, like, couple things in it that shows what we really care about with seeing this transition to the Empire, right?
I mean, dude, that stuff
is still really cool.
Yeah, it was that. And honestly, just like, yeah, everything with Omega, too, because at some point, just like you said, when they're explaining, you know, we're going to go here, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. And she goes, like, I spent my entire life hiding, like, I just want to explore. And I think she's such a interesting character, man, because, I mean, throughout Star Wars, even with, like, Rey, right? Like, you see similarities to how we were introduced to Luke. Just, like, a lot of, like, you know, that Kylo, you could compare him to this, that, whatever. But with Omega, I think she's such an interesting character. And I think, like, I'm not sure what they have planned for her, but I think it's going to be great. And
well,
I'm
she's,
really
like, she's completely pure. Like, she's super...
Like,
and you see, like, how naive she is, even, like, the most in this episode. Mm-hmm. Like, almost to a fault, I think, because you don't see... Like, you see her being pretty headstrong and, like, capable a lot. In this episode, you see her just making, like, every possible wrong decision. And I think it's to show her naivety.
What the fuck?
I think the second one...
Nativity? I don't know.
But you see it a lot more in this episode, because she literally is like, oh, this stranger that just stole food for me. Hey, come and get on the ship, because we're in hiding, because everyone's trying to kill us. It was kind of surprising.
Well, do we know why they're after her, though? Because, like, obviously Finnick wasn't there to kill her, because she ends up saving her life.
They will all want her back.
But do we know why? Like, she, like,
she's the experiment.
But is Kamino definitely the people that hired?
We don't know. Finnick?
Right, because that's what I was hoping, because about 3/4 through the episode, you know, okay, this is what this is. Like, hopefully we get something crazy at the end, or not even crazy, but just some clarification. And so it really didn't. Like, how Omar joked that, like, it ends with her just looking up at the sky. That's literally how it ends, just being like on the phone or whatever, saying, like, I won't fail again, or like, or let me know if they, like, catch him or they come back. And it's like, we still don't know who she's talking to.
Yeah.
So.
And that's,
this episode felt really short too, right?
It was. I think it was like 26 episodes. 26 episodes. 26
this episode
minutes.
Was 26 episodes in one.
But it is one of those episodes where it felt like, you know, again, I'm bringing up Clone Wars. It's hard not to. Those episodes where it was like about the droids, like it was a droid episode. So they were doing their own little missions that were like a side part of a real mission, but it was supposed to be like fun and a good time. That's kind of how this episode felt, which is funny because it involves a group of droids at some point, which I thought was cool that we saw like a female C-3PO. Like,
yeah. Apparently the voice actress, not for Padme in Clone Wars that we all watched, but the original Clone Wars show, the Samurai Jack looking one, Apparently, the voice actress that voiced Padme in that is who voiced.
Oh, that's cool.
I wrote down the name of the droid. I think.
Yeah, because I said C-3PO, but
right, but it's the one that looks like C-3PO.
She had cute little knobs that looked like earrings.
Yeah.
At the bottom too, and I was like, that attention to detail.
I think it was CG67. I think her name is Grey Griffin. Yeah, very cool.
Oh, cool.
Oh, yeah. So that's why they did the CG? That's cool.
Oh, probably.
Damn.
Look at that.
I like that.
Okay. I'm piecing together this shit.
That's what we do. We connect all the dots. I just thought this was a really fun episode. I think the whole cat and mouse game with Hunter chasing after Omega, if that happens every episode, it's gonna get tiring. Like, it's not gonna feel cool.
It's on my fucking subscription type of shit, dude.
Yeah, it's like we get he wants to be a father, or he feels like he is her father kind of figure and is protective over her, but like at some point just like put a leash on her then, because she keeps running off.
I'm shocked if that's the direction the show goes.
I'm kidding, that's not actually gonna happen, but it's just one of those things where it's like, I don't want this to keep happening. I don't want her to keep getting in danger and then him having to go save her. Like, we haven't seen the crew of the Bad Batch like work together in two episodes now,
and I miss that a lot. I'm sure y'all do
too. I do too, but
yeah,
like, and they keep also alluding to Wrecker. Something eventually happened. Like, he keeps hitting his head with things.
I haven't noticed that. I'm being honest with you.
He hit his head again. I noticed it this week, time. But
when did he hit his head before? Was it he hit it?
Well,
last
he was
week
saying
too?
His head hurt the last time.
Oh, okay.
And it's like, okay. So he's hitting his head, and they just seem to keep focusing on it, and that's why I'm like, is something gonna happen?
Oh, that's right.
Soon?
Okay, right. Well, we're talking about the inhibitor chip maybe reactivating.
Like, I'm getting nervous because at this point, Wrecker's like slowly becoming my favorite Bad Batch member. So I'm just like, why? Don't take him away from me. Please.
You think if his inhibitor chip does like reactivate, then they show little flashbacks like how it happens? We're gonna see like just the slow mo of this episode where she literally
it's
just
like
takes
a slow-mo
him out
of
just,
him like banging his head,
just getting into the control panel.
Demolished.
She took him out pretty fast.
Her fighting though, awesome, top notch, really cool. Fennec.
Who?
Fennec.
Oh, Fennec. Yeah. No, she's awesome, man. Yeah, I love
it. That's the thing. Like, I love what they did with her this episode, but I also wish. First of all, brutal as hell. She's just killing people left and right.
Ooh,
I'm like, damn,
man. When she flung that dude out of the fucking ship,
she flung
no
him
way
the
he
ship.
Survived that. No shot.
And she got a headshot on that other guy.
Then immediately shot a cop. And you're just like, well, space style, cop. It's one of those things where I was just like, okay, I don't really understand what her character is right now. Because even like Boba Fett, I feel like you never really saw him straight up just like murder a bunch of people. So. She's like a hardcore bounty hunter, is all I'm saying, which I'm kind of into. But I want to see more of her, and not like at the very end of the show, she is the reason for something happening. Like, I want to see her actually keep fighting and like
do stuff,
getting so close to catching them kind of thing. I think that would be cool, actually.
Is she... Wait, what were you going to say?
No, you go ahead, Omar.
Well, I was just going to ask real quick about her. Is she kind of somewhat sort of considered like an anti-hero, like where she does her own thing, or she's straight up like on the no-go list, like she's just bad?
Can we be friends with this girl or no?
Well, because I was thinking it'd be kind of cool if somehow like she's involved more, and maybe she teams up with the Bad Batch at some point and
that would be my guess, honestly.
Yeah, because from what we know with Mando, I mean, she teams up with Boba Fett at some point, so my guess would be she ends up. Right now, she's like doing the bad part, and at the end of this season or this show, it's gonna show her realizing like what the Empire's doing, and like being like, "Never mind, oops, wrong."
Yeah, wait, I did not sign up for this.
I can definitely see that.
She's like, "I'm gonna get paid still first, but then I'm gonna be like, no, I'm against this." So,
so that's y'all's guess right now, though, is that like she's hired by Kamino. They're just trying to get Omega back in there.
No,
she's part of phase two of clones.
It was my first reaction, like when I was thinking about why she's chasing after her, my first thought immediately was like, oh, they want their clone back because she is the experiment. Like, she's the one that is supposed to be like the perfect clone, I'm assuming. We still don't know much about that, but
we don't even know what's so special about her yet.
Right.
Technically.
But it's just like, they want her back. So that was my first thought, but I don't actually know. It could literally be like Tarkin's like killer. Or I want her to, so I can dissect her and like figure out what she is, and then we're gonna kill her, kind of thing.
You're like a real life walking Reddit, fucking
a just... Reddit thread.
Yeah, like,
yeah. All the
this
conversations.
This is what happened.
Like a loose cannon to be in.
Yeah.
I know. I could literally just spit off like a bunch of different other theories I have. Because once I get those wheels turning, especially with Tarkin, that son of a bitch.
Oh my god!
This guy.
Wow.
This guy.
Wow.
But yeah. Oh, dude, did y'all like Fennec's theme?
Her music? That was awesome. Honestly,
her
is
music
that like Western
incredible.
Theme that kept playing the whole time?
Yes.
Yeah, that was great.
I by the end, because I think that's the last song they play when she's looking into the sky.
It was.
They're playing that song, and I was like, y'all are making fun of it, but at the end of the show, I was like, oh damn, this is a cool shot.
Wait, if she has her own fucking theme, they're definitely gonna like.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm assuming that's what her theme would be, because they played it enough when it was her.
Yeah, it was it was music we hadn't heard in the show yet, and it just kept playing for her. So,
well, yeah, she's gonna be a huge part. I'm assuming she'll slowly become a huge part.
Yeah,
because do we even are we? Has it been confirmed if there's any more seasons or if this is a one-off thing?
No, we don't know anything yet.
Okay,
I would imagine it's one season.
Interesting.
I don't think there's that much to tell.
One season.
I kind of think so, honest. If I'm being honest. Ooh. I mean, look at it. Like, okay, so it's Dave Filoni's show, but in back in the day, Dave Filoni put everything into Clone Wars and then Rebels, right? But like, he's got so much going on now. Are they really going to keep going Bad Batch after this? And it being 16 episodes, I think it's going to tell a story and be done. But I don't know. It's hard to even say that though, because we're not even really full. We've had a lot of just one off episodes the last couple weeks. So I could be.
Yeah, right. I don't know.
So, question, since I feel like, unless there's anything else about this episode that y'all are remembering y'all want to talk about?
No, I like the little dog aliens that
destroyed
Omega.
They were
cute. Yeah, they were cool.
I like those,
they
too.
They were cool.
Okay, then, I want to ask, so are there any predictions for next episode? For cameos or anything?
Predictions for next episode. It's tough because, again, like what I was just saying, how we haven't really hit a stride yet in terms of like a... like a through line with the plot that's kind of going, like there's each of the last couple weeks have been episodic. It's like, who knows where they're going, dude? They could go to some new planet again that we haven't seen, or they could just be rolling right up to Palpatine and Darth Vader and be like, yo, all right. Also, what if that's who hired, what's her face?
Oh,
if it's Palpatine.
Miss Finnick.
What if it's Darth Vader? What if that's who she's on the phone with?
That'd be very interesting. I can't imagine Vader using a phone. I'm gonna be honest with you. So I'm gonna have to.
He dials straight into his helmet, dude. He's like,
yeah, like a headset maybe.
Yeah, Bluetooth.
Like, I feel
yo
like
Finn.
We.
Yo, Finn.
I feel like we're gonna go back to not Kamino, but what's his name? His name is escaping me. The Bad Batchian.
Crosshair. The
Crosshair.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we didn't see any of him this week.
I think we're gonna go
back
to that next
week. It's my favorite episode.
What, last week?
I mean,
no, this week, since we didn't have fucking Crosshair.
Oh, since there was
you
no Crosshair.
You lying, bitch. You know Crosshair's great. You
well,
know
he's a traitor, bro.
Until he starts, until he starts. Exactly.
Inhibitor chip or nothing.
Guys,
we don't know.
Y'all know how much I love a redemption story. It's going to be great.
Get one,
I'm telling you. All right. If y'all don't want to know this, the prediction of the end of the show, that is probably going to be correct. Don't listen to this if you don't want it. But I'm telling you right now, the show is going to end with him sacrificing himself to save his Bad Batchians.
Wait.
That's what I'm calling them now.
Wait.
That is what this show is going to end with.
What if this fucking show goes like dark mode? Like incredibly dark mode.
Rated R.
And he kills
them all? Before the redemption story comes, he, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kills Omega. What do the Bad Batch do in that case? Do they save him? Do they still try to redeem him? Like,
one step further. What if goes dark mode, Crosshair kills them all, because this isn't going to end good regardless. He kills the whole
crew.
Shit. And then it's like, and then you walk in at the end of the show. Dun, 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 and that's the end of the show.
It'd be
Dude,
very.
I think this is going to be the best.
It'd be very, very surprising that that's the direction they chose to go in with this, but maybe.
I don't
my
know.
God. No, we
it's just
so,
a theory.
No,
I was going to say, I think we're a good bit off, guys. I think we're
No, we veered
Matt's
out.
Like, bring
bad.
It down.
We fucking jumped over the cliff.
Okay. Well, that's the best predictions I guess we got. If y'all have anything else you want to discuss, I think we can wrap this sucker up.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there just really wasn't a whole lot going on this week, but I don't think that's bad. I think with 16 episodes in the season, it's going to have lulls. I like kind of the thing we talked about, but showing just the different sides of people either rooting for the Empire, but in general, they just don't really understand what's going on yet. I like that. I like that we're seeing the Empire kind of form and how they trick people. I mean, people were literally lined up to get those whatever they're called.
The codes, I can't remember, they said it like 18 times last time
but you know what I mean, so it's cool that we're seeing the kind of like trickery there, and even in a slower episode like this, that stuff's kind of still going on, so
it's there's always haunting.
There's still little details to find even in the slower episodes, and I brought it up in I think our first episode, but this is one of those episodes that to me, if it was Mandalorian, would suck. And I think I say that because Mandalorian had a couple episodes like this, namely the infamous first season. Yeah. And so and it makes sense because it's Filoni kind of heading this. And I think it's just this stuff works better in animated. Like we can have a episode like this week and it doesn't feel like the show's getting derailed or going off track. Where like Mando, when we got those episodes 4 and 5 in season 1, I was like, I don't really know where the show's going. Like, I don't know if I'm really like, thankfully it kind of got back on track after that, but I was like, I don't know if I like the direction this is going in. Whereas this, I'm not worried. I'm just like, it's a longer animated show. Yeah. There's going to be some filler-ish episodes, and at least they're still cool.
That's the thing. We know what we're getting into, so you can't be mad at it. And I'm okay with it. So
me too.
Absolutely.
Same. I'm down for
it. All right, fellas. This has been great. You know, we're excited to keep doing this because I enjoy the shit of the shit. I enjoy the shit. I enjoy doing this. So you heard it here. But we'll be back every Monday mornings to be exact. Time, that's great. I don't know. But Monday morning, and you'll be able to hear what we think about these episodes. So come find us again next Monday. But I guess until then, cross hair.